This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Testimony at the Gosnell murder trial shows the abortionist treated staff in-house for mental troubles with prescriptions. If found guilty of all 43 criminal counts against him, Gosnell faces a range of sentencing from 20 years in prison all the way to, ironically, the death penalty. The verdict in the Kermit Gosnell murder trial may hinge on prosecutors' ability to show many of his alleged victims were not already dead. Despite a relative lack of media coverage, the trial of the abortion practitioner has been so gruesome and vivid in its accounts of the late-term and live-birth abortions that it has shocked the conscience of the nation. A story at lifenews.com compares media coverage of a disgraced basketball coach with the coverage of the Gosnell trial. Major media gave the coach 41 minutes of coverage. Gosnell, zero. This is Life News Radio. Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion. This is Life News Radio. In other news, reports from a Delaware Planned Parenthood closed for investigation of botched abortions are telling how the clinic was so filthy that women were at risk of contracting the AIDS virus. And an ADF report to Congress, now made public, tells a story of waste, abuse, and potential fraud by Planned Parenthood, state family planning programs, and other organizations. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.